We're gonna get another song from you. What do you want to play for us?
I can play. Actually, I'll play one off the EP. It's called "Born with a Boyfriend." So this song is kind of about I got in the writing room and I kind of always had this idea that, you know, I maybe had a friend or somebody had a friend growing up that you just never got to date because she always had a boyfriend. So, and I was joking, say, well, she's born with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So we ended up, this is actually the second song I ever wrote when I got to Nashville. So I was kind of super proud of it. And all I'm right. happy that it kind of made it on the EP. So
fantastic.
Never had a February without roses. Never been the lonely girl at the club when it closes. She never had a New Year's without a champagne kiss. Bet you never wanted anyone or anything as bad as this. You might have known her all your life. You might have known her full night. Either way, you know the type. She was born with a boyfriend. Bring around the wrong friend, someone might get attached. But every town there's a bar and a guy with a shot, wishing he could get her back. She'll be single for a minute, then she's not. She could get with any guy she wants. So take a chance, a girl likes to dance. She'll be gone by the end of the song. She was born with a boyfriend. Born with a boyfriend. She'll never need a plus one to a black tie affair. She'll never need someone, 'cause someone's always there. It ain't fair. You might end up just a shoulder because you never ever told her. Your bed keeps getting colder. She was born with a boyfriend. Bring around the wrong friend, someone might get attached. But every town there's a bar and a guy with a shot, wishing he could get her back. She'll be single for a minute, then she's not. She could get with any guy she wants. So take a chance, a girl likes to dance. She'll be gone by the end of the song. She was born with a boyfriend. Born with a boyfriend. You might have known her all your life. You might have known her full nine. Either way, you know the type. She was born with a boyfriend. Bring around the wrong friend, someone might get attached. But every town there's a bar and a guy with a shot, wishing he could get her back. She'll be single for a minute, then she's not. She could get with any guy she wants. So take a chance, a girl likes to dance. She'll be gone by the end of the song. She was born with a boyfriend. Born with a boyfriend. Born with a boyfriend.
Hot Country 103.5, Josh Rosh in studio. Another song from your EP,
yes.
Born with a Boyfriend. What we're going to do now, I forgot to grab it before I get over here.
Yeah.
So I have this thing I like to do to get to know people.
Yeah.
There's about 300 questions in here.
Oh, great.
The magic question bucket.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do, we're going to get you to pick a couple of questions from the bucket.
Sounds good.
And get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So should I grab one now?
Grab one. Let's see what you get. I don't even know what's in there.
Okay. What would be your spirit animal? It's hard because I don't know much about like the spirits of animals. I probably know more like about their personality.
Yeah.
If maybe that's the same kind of thing. Probably I would go with like a wolf.
A wolf?
Oh, yeah. Or a fish.
Two very different.
I am a Gemini and I think I do have two totally different sides. I was always amazed by fish growing up and something about fish that I just love. But I feel like I also have like the bolder side maybe be the wolf, you know.
The pack, alpha,
Pack leader. Yeah, the pack, something like that. So that would be one.
I wonder if there's a wolf fish, a type of like,
like a breed of a fish. It's like a wolf fish. Yeah.
Maybe have to look that
up. Maybe, you never know. All right, we'll do another one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a long one.
What piece of entertainment do you wish you could erase from your mind so that you could experience it for the first time again? Oh, man. Entertainment. So I kind of got two things that just popped in my mind.
Sure.
And they're, again, two totally different things. So I went to Disney.
Ooh.
And at the Animal Kingdom, there's this ride called Avatar.
Yeah.
And for the first time when you ride it, it is so cool. I honestly believe it's like the future of like how movies are going to be, that you kind of like fly around and it like sprays like scents at you. You feel like you're there.
You're
immersed. It's so crazy. Yeah. The stomach feeling that you get. But then now obviously it's still amazing when you go on it, but it's like you've already been on it, so you kind of know. And then I would honestly love to like hear certain songs or certain music for the first time again. And the reason why I say that is I think once you get kind of caught up in the music industry and you're starting to really pay attention to kind of all the fine details, you kind of don't listen to songs the same way. In the sense of just like, let's just enjoy the song. It's more like, what are they writing about? What instruments are going on?
Yeah.
You know, why did they do this or how did they do that? And I think you kind of lose the innocence of a song or,
yeah, you try to, you know, pick it apart.
Yeah. And, yeah, totally. Yeah, so maybe certain things like that.
All right. So, one more question.
One more question.
One more question from the bucket. Getting to know Josh Ross.
Here we go. Oh man. Oh, this is a hard one. What's the dumbest thing that you've done that actually turned out pretty well? Wow.
We got time.
Maybe karaoke, like, you know, like trying to actually sing. I don't know. Man, that's hard. Like I've done so many, honestly, just dumb things.
I think
I think most of them haven't turned out well. Whether it be like, you know, flipping a car for fun or this doesn't turn out well. I probably would be like, you know, actually, it's not dumb, but trying the actually music thing, like going and singing karaoke or singing for friends as a joke, and it ended up being
a career now.
So,
all right. There you go. That's a good answer. It led you here.
Yes.
Awesome. So, Josh, where can fans find your music?
So they can find all digital streaming platforms. I'm really big on the social media stuff. So I spend a lot of time on Instagram. So at Josh Ross Music, Twitter and Facebook are both Music Josh Ross. Send me a message and all that kind of stuff. I love talking to people. And it's been awesome just to kind of be out here and meet so many new people on the East Coast because I'm not from here. So it's great.
Well, you're welcome back anytime, Josh. My door is always open. Appreciate Thank you that. For coming to visit.
Thanks so much. Cheers.